you are in the world, or good morning, whatever part you are in the world. My name is Alice Trevorrow. I'm from Sparkle of Light Spiritual Chat Show, and I'm also a spiritual medium and psychic. And tonight we're going to do something just a little bit different, because all the people who have been subscribing to the channel, I would like to thank you so much for doing that. It does help us get up the rank a little bit. So thank you so much. And tonight we are going to, Judith and I, who I'm going to bring on now, we are going to be doing some readings for you. So welcome to my lovely Judith Miller. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking for us to share. I'm looking to share us. Hi.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely fine. Yeah, I'm fine. So tonight's going to be a little bit different, Judith, isn't it? So tonight we just thought we would do something different, and we would do some readings for our viewers. But until we kind of start and go on with that, and I can see there are some people coming in.
We should remind them to give permission to StreamYard.
Yeah, that's all in, darling. I've put all that in. Yeah. When I do my copies and I put it all and I edit it, it's all in there for them to see.
If they're a Judith, you would be as well said.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I've got Linda on. Hello, Alice and Judith. Hi, Linda.
And, hi, Linda.
I've got somebody called SK. Well, hey, SK, whoever you are, welcome on as well. I did put it in writing, but if true enough, Judith, you know, people don't read it, then remember to give permission for StreamYard to use your name as well. Okay.
Yeah. Because we
This will be going to the podcast on Thursday, which will be going to Spotify and Apple and all other broadcasts. So there will be no view on that. It will be audio only, but YouTube will be both, okay? So sometimes during the process of when I'm talking, I may describe some things, and it's not because I don't think you can see it. It's just I'm doing it for people who can't see it on Thursday night. So so Judith, you know, before we do some readings, can we just also just talk a little bit about us, because we do the chat show, but nobody really knows much about us, do they? Not really, you know. Wow. You know, a little bit about me. As you know, I'm a spiritual and psychic, you know, as you know, and Judith is a spiritual physical medium as well. But I've been doing it now for, I think it must be now coming up for 20 years now, but I've seen spirit and been around spirit and worked with them since I was a very, very young age. But I didn't know that at the time that that's what it was. It was spirit world. I just thought it was my little friend. It was my little friend, but the little friend wasn't physical. And then for me, I progressed on, and I went and sat in circle with Mrs. Primrose up in Glasgow, and then from there I went down to North Yorkshire and I sat in a circle down there, and I lived down there for a little while, and then from that I just kind of progressed forward and went into training and different people as well that I've done a lot of training with. But as you progress, I mean, I could name all the trainers I've been under, and they were very, very good, you know, like Paul Jacobs, Mavis Patilla, Andy Bing, etc. Do you know? But at the end of it, they give you the grounding that you need. You know, they are, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart, because they gave me that up and go and that kind of push me out my boundaries to push me forward. And then from then on, you know, as you know yourself, Judith. Mm. Spirits are guides, spirits are teacher, and they take us from there. Yep. You know. So what about you? What you tell us a little bit about you.
So first of all, Alice from Scotland. I'm from Ireland.
not that you can tell, of course.
Not that you can tell. My accent stuff goes away. So my journey's been similar but different in that sense. Sounds a bit Irish, doesn't it? But from a child, I was always quite a sensitive child. I had to have a speech therapist because I was always, it was the sight, I was always seeing things, and then I think as a young child, because nobody understood, it scared me because I wasn't aware of everything that I was seeing, and I wasn't aware, you know, mm-hmm. what I was hearing. So it did scare me as a child until I understood, you know, started to understand what it was about. And as I grew up, I just always knew some quite nice things, some not so quite nice things, but I always knew for a reason. There was always a reason behind, you know, Alice, we will only ever, you know, there's always a reason. So in my teens, I kind of pushed it away a wee bit. So I was brought up through a church, and that's my mom's social life. But as a teenager, when something starts to kind of be forced, then you backtrack, you pull away. And that's what, it wasn't my mom. My mom never would have done that. So for me, I kind of went back to it after I had children, because I could see spirit around them. They were, you know, they were opening up more quickly. So I did go back to it. It was slightly different in the sense that because I'm over in Ireland, we're quite a small island, and I'm up the north of Ireland. So there's two virtual churches in up the north. It's quite a good size of place. But because spirit have trained me differently, mm-hmm. I would work different than them because they are accredited, you know, and they do work in a different way. That's not saying that that's wrong for them to do so, but I understand why spirit trained me and took me under their wing. So I'm very grateful, and I am very very, very grateful and very thankful that spirit decided to show me different ways, and help me learn different ways. And I enjoy helping others now. I understand and do the same thing as like yourself. When something really grips you and you see the difference it makes in others.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, and I mean, it is all about helping other people, and that's why we do the job that we do. You know, it is other people.
Most of us do it for ourselves too. There's a lot of healing, isn't there? There's a lot of, I can only speak for myself, but personally, there's a lot of healing and a lot of letting go.
If you're helping someone else as well, you're also healing part of you too, you know. But I would always say that if you have got issues that you've still to deal with, then I would start working on yourself first before you start going out and helping other people, because you have to make sure that you yourself have ironed out quite a few issues, and also strong enough to kind of get yourself through the process, because it's not, I mean, it is nice, it's lovely, and it's good to help other people, but it's not an easy process either, do you know, because you'll always have people judging you, and you have to be strong enough to be able to say, okay, fine, okay, all right, for your opinion, but...
Spirit's words always were to me, rise above it, Jim. Rise above it. And I go, okay, rise above it. But no, it's true. You develop quite a thick skin, but it changes things within you in a good way, in a positive way,
in a loving way,
and it's a beautiful journey.
It's a lovely journey. But what I felt through my training was, it dealt with many, many issues as well, because although you were learning to work with spirit world, you were learning about yourself. You were going in within to yourself, and you were finding out things perhaps that you'd stored away, and all of a sudden here it was resurfacing again, and you realize I have never really dealt with that, you know. Yeah. So it kind of breaks that down for you to get that shift, so as you can move forward, you know, and you can leave this kind of residue behind that was kind of maybe darkening you, but maybe you never realized it. You know.
No. Doing your journey too, do you know what we all do on our journey, in the sense that a lot of people are not confused, but they're mixed up in the sense that, don't, that sounds awful, I don't mean, I'm not, that's not the right terminology, but a lot of people don't realize that you don't have to be a medium to be on your spiritual journey. You know, we could be doing so many things in life, like you said, you know, nursing. For instance, like you were a nurse, and you were giving that care, and that care was helping others and being there when they needed them and supporting them. And that is spiritual too. You know, there's a lot of ways that we can be very spiritual about being a medium. We just
absolutely especially, you know, like when you're dealing with palliative care as well, you know, so you're dealing with all of that too. But there's a few people coming on. I'm here. We've got Kerry who's joined us. We've got Rory. You know, so there's a few people starting to come in. But Rory is looking for a message. You know, so as Jeanette has come on. Hi, Judith. It's Jane. Please, can I have a reading? Hope you're well. And Rory has asked for a reading as well. And Carol, hi there, sweetheart. Hi. So there's a lot of people coming in. You know. So as I said, tonight is a little bit different. You know, we are going to do some readings this evening. But next week we will be back to our chat show. And boy, do I have a great guest next week. So,
Spence, or are we going to share?
Well, I would have shared it, but I forgot to put his name down here.
I was just going there. Suspense.
You know, so I will check it out. By the time we're finished, I will have checked it out. You know, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
It's going to be a surprise.
I've got a few things I need to say at the end anyway, so I'll add that on at the very end. So so are you wanting to start, Judith?
If you don't mind, I have for Rory Clark. Hi, I have a gentleman with me, and he's started chatting away to me, and he's explaining to me. Hi, Linda. Hi, guys. So Rory Clark, if you could give your validations, perfect, thank you. So Rory, I want to talk about a gentleman in spirit, and he keeps talking about heart. So he's making me aware that he had heart issues. Sorry, he's just said problems. He's just corrected my wording. but I feel this, he is an older gentleman. He's coming forward as an older gentleman. And I want to say I have a father, like a fathery figure. So he's either coming grandfather or father. But he's telling me father, so I want to go exactly with what he's telling me.
So you can just some validation of yes or no with it, and then it just helps.
Yes.
Judith, okay.
Yeah, it's nice to get that validation back. Yeah. He's talking about a motorbike, okay, and he's talking about memory. And he's smirking as he says that. So, and I also want to say, I feel like I want to work at bikes. I feel he's making me aware that he's saying tinkered. So I feel he would have tinkered at things and fixed them in his own way. He's talking about a cardigan, and he's talking your great granddad. Okay, he's showing me a cardigan, and the cardigan, he's really, it's the buttons. It's like, one minute he's closing them, and the next minute he's opening them. I feel he fiddled. I feel he was I want to say he would have got quite confused near the end, in the sense that sometimes he would have held on to, you know, like the cardigan, and one minute he was wanting to open the buttons and one minute he was closing them, and I feel him getting quite irate at that, so it would have kind of really irritated him, the buttons in this cardigan. He's talking about birds too, and he's also talking about pigeons, okay? Birds of a feather stay together. That's, I get that message a lot, and when I get that message a lot, it's to say that they have never parted. They're very much around. His wife is in spirit. He's making me aware his wife is in spirit. She would have put the curlers in her hair. And he's joking as he's saying that, because it's like, I want to roll my eyes. And he's talking about the curlers in her hair. He's talking about a brother. And he's talking about a sister, okay? And he's just also said the number 30 to me, 330, okay? 30 is relevant. And I want to talk about birthday coming up. He's talking about balloons. You've never met her. Well, I can tell you, he's laughing and he's giggling because she liked the curlers. She was always, she liked the curls, she liked the waves. She would have put them in at night and like that there. As in typical woman, I want to say. But birthday, yes, sorry. He's talking about birthday because I'm getting balloons. He's very much, he's singing that song, celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
So he's singing that to me. So I don't want to connect that to the birthday. I feel that there's a celebration to come, okay? Balloons is always birthday. He's stipulating balloons and birthday and celebration. So it's very important that I give the celebration as well. Christmas time is very important. Lots has changed around Christmas time, okay? Memories he has, it was very, I would understand that. It's far too commercialized now. He just doesn't see the point in all this. You know, it's about family, it's about connections. And go ahead, please. Absolutely. Rory, he'd like to hold your hand. Is it okay if he holds your hand? I always ask permission. I never like to just take it for granted. Your mum's birthday's coming up. Brilliant. Okay. So if you can give me yes or no, you're not offending if you would rather not have the physical. But he's asking, could he hold your hand? Okay. While I'm waiting for that, validate for that permission to commit. Yes. Okay. You choose the hand, Rory. Okay. I don't need to know the hand. You choose the hand. Okay, let me link in. Okay, I'm also being, okay. He's also shown me like the building blocks, and he's shown me somebody building blocks. Okay, I'm linking in with him, but I'm talking at the same time, okay? And he's showing me the building blocks is very, like, I want to take it back to a childhood memory, and somebody with a building blocks, somebody had great fun and smashing them down. I feel it's brother rivalry, and I have to say, as we've grown, there's still your right hand, okay? There's still a bit of, don't shoot the messenger. I have to say, childhood, like, banter. I want to put it like that way, back for tap, back and forth, okay? Okay. Okay, so Rory, you're feeling him. He's answering and going, yes. He's saying to me, yes, as I'm saying that to you. He's talking about Mars bars. Yes, and my brother used to play the Lego. Okay, he's talking about the Mars bars, and he's saying a Mars a day helps you work, rest, and play. So I want to say you're feeling quite drained. You're using a lot of your energy, and I know he's telling you to take that Mars bar, but he felt the need to sing the song, and I don't think it was to draw me just to the Mars bar. I want you to see him. Okay, he's going to help try and close your hand, if that's okay. Okay. You have to slow down, okay? The mind is on overdrive. I have to say, start something and finish it. start something and finish it first before jumping onto something else. As he's laughing, he's just like this to me. So he's just going like that to me and shaking his head. But he's laughing as he's saying that, okay? He's telling me closing. Can you feel him? Can you feel him close? I've just been given the name Bill also. He's not saying that's his name, but I do want to say the name, the word Bill. It's important, okay? William, he's just said William, okay? So I feel somebody got Bill short, okay? And I also want to say about a Michael, oh gosh, a John, okay? I can take those, so I want to clarify they're for you or further for myself, because I can take every one of those names that's just came forward, which is important I clarify. I'm not having somebody else coming in. No, okay, thank you. Okay. For Rory, please. Okay, Rory, I want to give you those names, and I've questioned it, and they've said, yes, I want to give you those names, okay? And I want to give you the name Lily. Lily, the word lily, okay? And I'm being shown a lily, you know, like a lily flower. So I want to give you the word lily. I'm saying lovely white lily, a lovely white lily, okay? Can you take the, can you feel him putting the pressure on your hand, Rory? Okay, let's make sure we're making sure we're closing his hand for Rory. Okay. And I'm also getting the name Avril, the word Avril. But you know, it's as he's telling me that, I'm saying Bovril. So I'm wondering, is it the way he's saying it? As he's telling me that, I'm seeing the picture of Bovril as I get the Avril. So I want to connect that into that somehow. Whether it's how I'm hearing it or how he's saying it, how he's saying it, okay. Okay, can we finish pushing closing Rory's hand? Did you hear that?
It's got yes on it, it said yes. So.
Okay, right. I'm going to leave you with their love. Spirit's trying to shout you through the computer. I'm going to leave you with love. And it's important, you know, he's around you a lot. He's around you a lot. I want to say, like, the tightness and the palpitations in the chest, I feel it's stress-related. I have to say to you, stress-related. Try not to worry so much. A lot goes on here, but you don't say as what you're worrying about. So I want to leave you with the know that he's around you an awful lot. Grandmother is too. Your great grandfather, he tries to guide you, okay? He tries to guide you in those, like, those random words and ideas that you get in your mind. It's him helping you. Please know it's him helping you. Love. I'm gonna leave you with their love. And yeah, just know he's around you, and he says you need a new pair of boots. I have to tell you, you need a new pair of boots. So you're to treat yourself. You need a new pair of boots, okay? And if you've been talking about goodnight walking, because I'm getting walking, or either you do walking, but he is acknowledging the walking. Tell everyone I love them very much. I love them very much, okay? I'm going to leave you with that, Rory. Okay?
All right. Okay. Right. Thanks.
You're grand.
Thank you. I feel quite drawn to Linda McQuaid, if that's how you pronounce it. Hi, Linda. If you're still on, just give me a little bit of acknowledgement, okay? Because
Linda McDonald?
No, Linda McQuaid. Linda McQuaid. Yeah.
I don't see her.
Yeah, but she's definitely there.
Yeah. It's just I can't get you her things.
There she is. Hey, yay. Okay, right. Okay, yeah. Linda. Hi, darling. Okay. I feel very connected to you, Linda, with a gentleman that's stepping forward who feels more like a father figure to you. as this gentleman's coming forward as well, he's talking about, I don't know if you can understand where there would have been asbestosis, something to do with the lungs or scarring with the lungs with him. But I'm getting that, I can't even pronounce it right, asbestosis. Is that how you pronounce it? Can't even pronounce it right. But he's talking about lung problems. He's talking about lung problems here that he had. But he did particularly give me that, asbestos. He's given me asbestos. So I don't know if he worked in the building trade or worked with in that kind of capacity, but I am actually getting here there was lung issues going on with him. And I also feel with him as well, I feel this is actually more your grandfather and dad's side with this. I need validation. So if you can give me yes, no, or don't know, but give me some validation so as I know I'm definitely connecting with you, Linda, because this is who I've got at the moment. Okay. So if you can just give me some validation, that would help me a great deal. There's no point in me carrying on if I'm not getting the validation. Yes, you understand that, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Because I am picking up here with him like your grandfather, but I also feel it's your dad's dad, but I also feel as well that you would have known him and you would have had a good rapport with him. You know, I feel he was he was quite a down-to-earth man, but he's also making me aware here that can you take your mother in spirit as well? Because I'm feeling a mother energy coming in and around him too. So this feels like a mum or a mother-in-law, but it feels like that kind of energy coming in as well. Okay, where did you go? Is that the yes from previously or is that the yes now? It's so hard way, isn't it? Okay, sweetheart, because I wanted to say mum was there as well. Okay, now as your mum's coming in as well, I feel your mum though says there was many times, her word, she said many times I wish that we were connected, many times I wish we were connected more than what originally was. So I don't know what she means by that. She's also given me the month of April for her birthday, around April time. And I know that we do have a Judith on here tonight, but I'm also getting the name Judith again coming in. So I don't know if that means anything, Linda, to you. But your mum just makes me feel that there was an awful lot. I feel a gap here. I feel a gap, like there was a lot of time here missing between you and mum. But she watches you now and she watches everything that you're doing, and she's talking about somebody getting it's changed an office job or something technical has changed with your work, because she's talking about a work. I'm seeing an office, computers and things like this I'm seeing as well. So I don't know whether you would understand where this has actually changed and you've now moved on to something else, or where this is in the process just now, because she's bringing in a change with your work just now, Linda. I'm looking for work, okay. She's bringing in this, okay. She's bringing in about the change of work coming in, okay. And she seems to be quite happy about this, because she also says it's less stressful what you're going to be doing next to what you were doing before. Okay, and you're going to feel more time to do things than you actually had to do before. Okay, she's also making me aware of a little girl as well. She's talking about a little girl in and around you. So I don't know if this is your daughter or not, but she's making me aware of a younger child in and around you, and still at school age that she's bringing in. And I don't know if the little one had actually hurt her thumb. She's talking about a sore thumb, the little one having a sore thumb as well. So if you can pop your comment up as well with that.
if we're able to keep the validations, you know, keep them coming, it really helps
She understands it. She's got Yeah, she's got, yeah. Okay. Okay. Can I also just say to you as well, she's talking about the wee one having a sore thumb, because she's bringing that in quite strongly, okay, the younger child having a sore thumb. So I know you can take everything else. I'm saying if you could understand that as well, because she's just bringing that in, that she's around this younger child as well, okay. I feel this would have been a granddaughter. I feel this would have been a granddaughter to her, okay? So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but if you just can all put the comments up as quick as you can, okay, so as I don't lose my link, okay? But she's talking about a granddaughter. So do you understand the grandchild she's talking about, Linda? Okay, do you understand the grandchild that she's talking about? She's talking about a grandchild, okay?
She says not yet.
Not yet, oh, anyway. Yeah. She said, yeah. But she said yes to previous one I've said. So, okay. I have a daughter, but not a sore thumb. Okay. Can I just go to the daughter then just now? Okay. All right. You've got a daughter. This would be then your mum's granddaughter, if that makes sense to you. That's what I was trying to say. Not that it's your granddaughter, but it's her granddaughter. Okay. Can you watch out for the sore thumb? Okay. Because she's definitely shown me a sore thumb in connection with your daughter. Okay. I like when they come in with some proof and evidence of something perhaps that you don't know, or something that hasn't been said to you. So ask about it, because it's definitely something about the thumb. Okay. And also, as I'm saying this as well, I'm also getting told for you, Linda, I'm also getting a thumb up as well here, that it's okay to go and do, there was a trip out or something coming up, or a night out, and you weren't sure about going out to do this, or you weren't sure about whether you should, you know, and I feel with this, there seems to be a bit of hesitancy with you for some reason. And she's saying you've got to, she wants you to kind of break that boundary a little bit, because she says you've kind of retreated back a little bit, and she wants you to get back out and be forthright and enjoy your life again. But there's something that's kind of stopping you a little bit. So do you understand that? Yeah, she's got, yeah, okay. Yeah, but she's trying to push you forward with this and go out because of this invite that's came in, and you have to go out, have a nice night, but you're kind of like, I don't know. And it's too, yeah, okay. So she just says, don't do that, because you'll easily just get into a rut that you'll find very, very hard to get out of. She also knows about the upset and the heart and the pain that you've been through over the past 6 months or so, okay, and she knows it's been very difficult for you as well, to kind of trust a little bit with people, okay, but she says, please don't hold on to that, and don't hold on to any anger either, okay, don't hold on to it, okay, because there's new and better things coming for you, okay. Now, just before I leave you, I want to just quickly just give you a card, okay? So just 2 seconds. I'll give you this card, okay? I am so much better now, okay? So you've got this card that's, it's a spiritual card. I'm so much better now, and I do feel that your mum had been sick a good couple of years before she actually passed to spirit world. There was a few issues going on with her, and one on top of the other, and she just wasn't getting out of the bit, but she's saying I'm much better now. I also feel as well mentally she struggled, emotionally she struggled as well, and she's got a whole clearance of that, and she's back to being the person she was once upon a time, she said, but stronger, okay. So I'm going to leave you with that, Linda, sweetheart, okay? And yes, you understand, Linda, okay? Thank you, darling, thank you. So I'm glad we got there, Linda. Glad we got there. And I'd love to just leave that love there with you from your mum, and also from your grandpa as well, your dad's dad, okay, who has let your mum do the talking, but I do feel he came forward because Mum was a little bit, she wanted to come in, but she was just a little bit hesitant in coming in, and he was guiding her in there. He was helping her. So you're very welcome. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay, Judith. Over to you, darling.
So I'm sitting here singing, they're singing to me, and I'm singing into myself as I'm writing it down. So Linda McDonald, are you still with us? I know it's another Linda, but I seen at the beginning of the comments that she would have.
Yeah, Linda McDonald, if you're still with us, can you put a yes up, please? She will be still with us. She will be.
Okay.
She will be.
Linda McDonald.
Yes. Yes.
Hi. Yes. How are you, Linda? Okay. Linda, can I ask you to keep the validations coming in case they want to do physical, and then so you get the physical if that's what they want? I always let spirit choose, by the way. I should have said that. So, Linda, with you, I have a lady coming forward. I want to say mother. I'm being told about smoker. I feel smoker. Either she was a smoker or you were a smoker or both. But I also, she's talking about her lungs, and she's talking about pneumonia and how it took, the smoking took hold and it affected her. I was giggling as I was noting this down, because she started talking about Private Eye detective programs, and she's laughing because she's saying she was very good at sussing people out. People would have said to her, you should have been a detective. Because she always knew if somebody was telling her fibs, or she could understand whether somebody was a good person for to be around or not. So she said that she should have been a detective. Brown bread. It's going to be one of these nights I can't talk. She loved that kind of show. Okay, thank you. I want to talk about brown bread and specifically malt loaf toasted. Loved a malt loaf toasted. Lots of butter on it. And she's showing me it the more I talk about it, and the more she's showing me it, she's making me hungry. She's also saying about vitamin C. Linda needs vitamin C, she says. Linda needs vitamin C. She doesn't keep up on her vitamin C. She's also showing me about a memory of the zoo. And I'm going back now into memories, and I can see someone small, and I do see a young girl, and I'm not sure if it's you or someone very close with you, but it's a young girl, and she's crying, and the animal scared her. So I think it was a bit overwhelming, and she was a bit scared of the animals. So she's shown me that. She is saying to me, three children relevant. Just went like that before. Three children relevant, I have to say. Also number 7, also number 29, she talks about. And she shows me like a pigsty, you know, where pigs is being kept, but the pigs is all muddy. And they're really muddy. And I actually wrote the muddiness down, because it's about the muddiness, you know, the wet mud all's relevant. She talks about New Year's Eve, celebrations, very relevant in and around New Year's Eve, okay? She also says to me, so I'm going to tell you exactly what she said to me. Four years relevant. So I went to write down 3/4. Could be my house she's talking about. You can take the numbers, okay? So I went to write down the 3/4, and she got me to scribble out the 3. So I'm standing over the 4. The 4 years is relevant. Okay. She's making me aware you have an uncle in spirit. He's coming forward. He's here too. He was a smoker and he had heart problems. And in particular, he's talking about a valve connected to the heart. He's being quite precise. And he wants to talk about the valve connected to the heart. I have to talk about someone gets very has stress related condition that flares and will not knock them off their feet when it does kick off. She could be, yes. So I want to kind of put that to you, Linda. I feel that's connected to you, okay? She's talking about tiredness, okay? Tiredness. So this, the condition is, it makes you tired, okay? It makes you tired, makes your body tired. It completely floors you. Chalk cheese night and day, she's talking about, okay? So when you're good, you're good. And when you're bad, you're bad. So it's very like one extreme to the other. So I was laughing when Alice said to me about, you know, ready to go, because she was singing to me. And she was singing to me, Take a Chance on Me. And I was singing it as I was writing it down. But there's a message in the lyrics of that. And I understand it's an ABBA song, and she used to listen to that. But there's also a message in that. She's telling you to stop holding back. There's something you're holding back on, she's saying, and it's the fear of the unknown, the fear of the decision. You're not sure where that's going. So she's saying, take the chance. It's really important that you follow that gut feeling and you follow that. The direction is going to be the right one for you. Take a chance. Okay, and also I'm talking about online. Okay, online. So I don't know if you do anything online, but I feel you will be, because she's talking about online. Okay, online, Linda. She's talking about a brother on the heavenly plane. Okay, go ahead, please. I'm going to tell you just as she sent it to me. Ah, what can I tell you about him? He needs to learn a few lessons still, okay? He needs to learn a few lessons, okay? We're on Facebook and YouTube, guys. You just need to StreamYard.
We're on both.
So I feel there's something that he hasn't learned. I keep going round and round, okay? I don't do anything online, but I've been thinking of it. You will. You will, because she's talking about online. Spread. I'm being told spread it, okay? And I want to say creative with your hands. You need to spread that. Do you make your own patterns? Does that make sense? Do you make your own patterns? I'll tell you why I'm asking. My mom knits. She does designer patterns. She would order designer patterns off people who make patterns. I think you should make your patterns and put your name to it, because I want to say creative, very, very good, creative. Put your name to it, copyright those designs, and Yona will show, okay? Okay, but I also want to talk about not just selling patterns. I want to talk about making your own patterns. You're very good. I want to say there's a lot of stuff that you don't need a pattern for. You can just do it. So you don't need the pattern, but other people would, and they will bite your arm off for that pattern. So don't dismiss that, because it's coming. It's coming, and it's a confidence thing. It's purely a confidence thing and finding your way, but you're going to. As I finish with this lady, she wants to hold your hand. Is it okay if she holds your hand while I explain that the gentleman is coming forward? I want to know, Father, you're coming in. Okay, and he talks about his chest, okay? He's talking about his chest. Is that okay for the physical, or okay to whatever it was I've told you prior?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Linda, you choose whatever hand, whatever arm. I don't need to know. It's purely whatever you, which one you want, okay? But I am, the lady is mum. I want to say mum, mother. Yes, she's saying yes. She's answering me as I'm saying it to you, okay? She's the one that you're going to feed, okay? But I also want to say, when I'm helping mother, I want to talk about dad, okay? Dad, chest, lots to do with chest, and my voice is starting to go. I want to say, if it goes completely, it's not, it's spirit, okay? Your father is trying to speak. It always goes when my voice goes, and it might get worse, it might get better. I don't cough, so I'm not just going to let it go, okay? He's trying to come forward. Okay, please can we help Linda with the mother? And yes, I understand you're here. Okay, he's very impatient. He's very impatient. I'm just linking in. Dad is still here. I'm getting very chesty. Has Dad got a really bad chest? Has Dad got a cough? If not, I want to say father figure in spirit who was chesty and coughing. I can't change that, but I can question it for you. Okay.
Dad's still alive.
Yes, but what's the yes below it? There's a gentleman trying to come forward who's chesty and
okay. Dad's still alive, but so yes. Maybe something else.
Yes, but I also want to connect it to Dad. Okay. I very much feel I need to connect that to Dad. So I want to say Dad would be quite chesty, but also the person trying to come through is quite chesty. Okay. Husband and spirit have bad chest. Okay. That makes sense because my voice always goes, and sometimes it goes completely and they try. So mum is holding your hand, okay? Your husband is very much a skeptic. He's going, well, would you look at this? He's very much the skeptic. So he is. Yes, please. Can you feel pressure in your hand, Linda? Mum's holding your hand. She's showing me. I want to say left, okay? I don't know what hand you got, but I want to say left, okay? Left is relevant. My voice is going funny again. So, okay. But I also want to say, I'm not sure if that's a yes to you, okay? So the pressure, she's going to close your hand over. Linda, is that okay? She closes your hand over, okay? She's putting her arm around you. Also, I want to say you feel her on your shoulder, okay? You will feel her on your shoulder, okay? I want to say your husband, he's talking about heart, okay? I feel he had heart issues because he's talking about heart. Pressure, chest, okay? But I feel it was like strained. I feel something, it was something else to do with heart. It wasn't all heart. I feel there was something connected that affected the heart. Whether it was the strength of it or the there was something he's making me aware, and I feel it was his breathing, and it was his, I feel quite heavy in my chest. And I want to talk about headaches also, headaches, okay? Like a migraine headache he's talking about. Okay. She's telling me closing. Can you feel closing, Linda? Pressure, closing. Okay. Yes to pressure, closing. Yes to left. I keep getting left. Yes, okay. Okay, I got you. Okay. Okay, can I ask for, while mum's finishing with the physical, can I double check, please, if there's anything else you would like? He's just laughing and he's saying, of course, I want to jump on the bandwagon. But he very much, I have to say to you, he's coming across quite shy, but he wasn't shy on the earthly plane. Okay, headaches were relevant to hubby. He wasn't shy on the earthly plane. He's laughing. He's laughing as I said that because it's like being on stage, he says. He doesn't like all this. It's like being on stage. But at the same time, he's very much around you, very much around you. And he's just said feather. Feather will be left. I want to find a white or what colour, please? Oh, okay, absolutely. He's just said, I want to tell you white feather, Linda. And it's from your husband, okay? White feather, okay? I have to tell you white feather. And he talks about Valentine, okay? Valentine's. So in round February, it's very relevant. Closing, okay. She's telling me closing more pressure, okay? So she's closing tight. You get white feathers all the time. They're from him. They're from him. Okay. I don't know if you found one in your bedroom yet, but you will, okay? It's very important that he makes sure that the next feather you find, you know it's from him, okay? And it will be indoors and it will be in your room. If you haven't already got them in your bedroom, you're going to find it in your bedroom, okay? And I want to say, he talks about your pillow, okay? It's not your pillow. You found one the other night, okay? It's from him. No, he hears a lot. And he talks about the doors being left open, leaving the doors open and letting all the draft in and all the draft out. So I want to so Mum's got your hand and he's inside of you, Linda, okay? You're going to feel him on your shoulder. He's just putting his hand on your shoulder. I just got a new pillow. No feathers, okay? Because he did talk about the pillow, okay? So I'm going to leave you because I know I want to let Alice have a connect in with someone else. But please know, he gives a lot of love. He's understanding quite a lot now. And he's having a good time. He's reconnecting with all his family, all his loved ones. And he's just said to me, well, would you believe? He's found it all kind of overwhelming in the sense that he had to admit he was wrong. he had to admit he was wrong. He understood things could happen, but it's different. He's there now and he wants everyone to know that he's okay and get help. Mom's very much around you too. And they get on better. I have to tell you, they get on better now. So I'm going to leave that with you and know that they're very much there and giving you that love. Feather, please watch for the feather. Mum's going to stay with you a wee bit if that's okay. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, okay. That was lovely. That was really nice. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I don't know who's still on. Okay, so I am just going to go with what I have right now. Okay, what I would like from you though, if you can be ready at the key to say yes, no, or if you can understand it. Okay, all right. I did feel connected to Julie Friel earlier on. But I'm going to go with what I've got, Julie. And if you can understand it, fair enough. If you can't, then it's for somebody else that's on here. Okay. But I did feel getting pulled to Julie Friel earlier on. Okay. Right. So what I have here is I've got a gentleman coming in. And as he comes in here, I've got an Irish accent coming from him. And he's got a cap on his head, but he's also got he's got his own teeth, but there's a tooth missing here there's a tooth missing here at the front that I can see that it used to annoy his wife. His wife used to tell him to get it fixed, and he used to just smile. He said, and I'd show that tooth that was missing. his wife is coming in here, and as his wife's coming in, the two of them, the banter between both of them, you know, and was so funny. Do you know, he said we were a bit like George and Mildred, the program George and Mildred, except with the Irish accent. And he said she was always telling me what to do. He said, and I was just forever never listening. And as he's coming in, he's also giving me a connection to Belfast as well. So I'm going to just stop just now because I've got more. This man's coming out with loads and loads right now. So can anybody understand this? Or Julie, does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Oh, she's got okay, yes. I don't know
she's
what that
means. Yes, but I don't know if that means yes, she's here again, or yes, she's still here.
Can you understand this for this gentleman I've got at the moment? Yes, I think that's my mum and dad. Right, okay, darling. Can I just carry on here? Because you're not...
Huh? There's somebody scamming your feed. Guys, the Blee Janet's not with us, guys. That's, don't be giving your details. Keep yourself safe.
Okay, all right. I'll carry on. Okay. We'll get that off. Are you able to take it off? No. No. Anyway, I'm going to carry on. I'm going to carry on before I lose my connection here. So, Julie, as I'm talking here, his wife is with him. Now, she's wearing a dress here, but she's saying, no, okay. She's saying, no, I'm wearing a frock, okay, and it's sleeveless, and they would have been up and they would have been dancing. They would have liked to dance together. They couldn't really, you know, they weren't dancers, but they loved to go around and do some dancing together. And I'm getting the whiskey as well. I can smell whiskey here as well, particularly here with the gentleman I have too. I'm also getting the number six as well. The number six is very important. So number six is coming in, Julie. So if you can give me some feedback on this, try and be quick on the buzzer, please. So as I know the buzzer on the keyboard. On the keyboard. I'm looking for a buzzer. I don't see a buzzer.
Yes, big time. Yes, big time. Just,
okay. All right, okay, because this is what I'm getting here. Okay. Now I got the number six as I said, and I am hearing I'm hearing O Danny Boy, the song O Danny Boy. I'm hearing that song and I'm getting taken to this pub as I go in. It's not a big one, but it's got an open fire inside it. And but there's chairs and tables all round about, but you could actually dance in the, I don't even think it's a dance floor, but everybody would get up and they would have just have danced about, you know. But you know, they both loved their life, you know, and you know, they, but many, you know, yeah, they would have their banters, but they did, number six I've got as well, so it could be the sixth of a month, okay, or it could be June, but six is coming in, Julie, okay. Do you know, I've got another song coming in as well, you know the song Morning Judge, it's an old song, Morning Judge, I'm not going to sing it.
No, go ahead. No. Go ahead, the chin. No.
Morning Judge, it's a song that was out years ago. I'm hearing that song, but I feel it's coming in just now, insignificant to yourself, but somebody, you're feeling judged, somebody's judging you at the moment, Julie, because that's the way the song is coming in, and it's like you're feeling someone is judging you just now, and you don't have all the answers. You're looking for answers. You don't have all the answers. You're not going to get the answers right now because now is not the right time, but it will slowly come in, okay? And I've also getting told by your dad as well. Yeah, okay. There's somebody round about you just now pulling you down a little bit, Julie, okay? And it's just... I'm not saying it's a biggie, but it's just making you feel like everything you do is not good enough, okay? And this is where the judgment's coming in, okay? That's it. Morning Judge by Tennessee C. That's it. Now, Lynn, all we need just to do is sing it, okay?
That's it. Morning Judge. That's
it. Do you remember this? I can hear it really strong. I know. Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyway, that's coming in, okay? And I feel it's all to do with what your father is actually telling me just now. Can you give me some feedback, sweetheart? Just yes, no's, or don't know's, okay, sweetheart? But give me some feedback because this is what I'm getting, okay? Yeah, I know you said yes, big time.
Yeah, she's not answering back, yeah.
Well, don't know if she's maybe...
Can we get the validations coming, guys?
I do need to get validation because... Coming back and forward, I'm losing my power and connection. You know, and I'm trying to stick with spirit, but I'm coming in and out, and it makes it very, very hard just to
no interaction.
No validation. Okay, yes, I've got validation now. So okay. All right, okay. So it's important to get your validation, okay, because your mum and your dad are here, and I know Ireland was very important as well. Okay, I know Ireland was very important. I can hear the Irish accent. Belfast is a connection with Belfast, why I'm getting that. It's very slow, sorry, don't worry, sweetheart. And your mum, would you understand why I would be getting Mary Magdalene? Okay, I don't know if that makes sense to you or a Catholic connection, but I'm just getting that coming in. I'm also getting like the nuns as well. So yes, it was. Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine, Julie, because I'm getting like that coming in. All right. So it's like the nuns, I'm getting a Catholic connection, Mary Magdalene, I'm getting all that kind of all coming in all at once. Okay. Yes, Margaret. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bliss. Okay. I just feel this lady was very spiritual in herself. You know, she had strong faith, you know, and she's, oh, okay. Can I just say, is a trip going to Dublin or something? I've just been told about you going to Dublin. So I'm getting Dublin. Yeah, I'm getting Dublin. Yeah, a trip to Dublin, I'm getting told. Or you've had the trip to Dublin. Okay, but I'm definitely getting Dublin coming in as well. So I know it's slow, sweetheart, but I'm going to give you this because that's coming in really strong as well. Definitely trip to Dublin is coming in. Don't be shy in putting yourself forward is what I'm getting told as well. And this is to do, my mum wanted to be a nun for many years. That's fine. Because I'm just feeling that spiritual connection with the nuns and the Mary Magdalene, and just feel, I felt this peace. And you know, your mum's a lovely person. She has a lovely soul. But she says, I wouldn't have made the nunnery. She said it may have been something I wanted to do back then, but I wouldn't have made the nunnery. You know, so she's bringing that in. Okay. All right. So I'm going to leave you with this. Okay. There's a delay in feedback, but we're getting feedback coming in. But I'm going to leave you with this because I feel that your mum and your dad are coming in, but they're actually coming in to give you a bit of upliftment right now. And they used to, they definitely done the jive as well, but it's not like it's a different type of jive. It's not like the jive, like ballroom and Latin American jive. It's a different type of jive altogether. They've done it their own way, turning and, you know. But, you know, they were very well liked. They were very well liked, and they were funny. And she said, she's coming back, and she says about the nunnery as well. And she said, I would never have been able to have handled that life. Because I liked my freedom too much. And I feel with her health, when her health started to deteriorate, she wasn't able to have that freedom that she once had. Things changed for her, okay? So she's back, and the both of them are back together. And honestly, if you could see them just now, you know, they're full of life. And there's a whole crowd around them. Your grandma's there as well. Your grandma's there, and somebody called Mary. But she did say May. She said May. So there's somebody there called May as well. And I also feel that I'm not sure if you'd understand this, and I'm just going to give it to you. But she talks about where she lost a son, okay, in spirit world, where she lost a son in the spirit world. So I don't know if you can validate that or not, but she does say, yeah, she does say that. She said, yeah, she's got Mary, yes, she understands Mary. Yep, that's great. Thank you, Julie. But she was talking about I lost a son. He's with me in spirit world. She's definitely got a son with her in spirit world, Julie. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that and leave you with inspiration that they're giving you, because they're both trying to give you upliftment. Okay. And your mother loved the angels. Yes, okay. Yes, she did, my brother. Yeah, well, she's got your brother. She's got her son, okay? Because she said, my son's here. So she's got her son, okay? So I'm going to love and leave you with that. And she wanted you to know that before she left. Because she just said, my son's here. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with all of the love, Julian. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for the feedback. And I know there's a hesitation in it, but we done it. We done it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, Julie. Judith, I mean.
So I have messages for Jeanette Hannon. Jeanette Hannon. I was trying to go down. Jeanette Hannon, are you still here? Hi, Margaret. Hi, Shiz. Lovely to see you all on. So is Jeanette Hannon still here?
Can you just let us know, Jeanette, if you're still with us? Oops.
I know. Do you have a delay on stream? Julie said, thank you. Do you get a delay on the StreamYard? Because on Facebook, it's a 60-second delay.
It's not normally delayed in StreamYard. I don't normally have a problem with it.
Yeah. So,
no, but it is slower. I mean, it is slower. You know, it's slower, but that's just...
Yeah. Well, listen, because I have this lady here, I'm going to pass the message and you'll be able to listen to it back, because... I feel it's very ignorant to not pass her message after taking it. Oh, you're there. Okay. Yeah. So, Jeanette, please can I ask you to keep the validations, keeping them flowing in, please, and keep coming forward, because it just disrupts the connection. So, Jeanette, I have a gentleman with me, and he's saying, Dad, okay? So I feel I have to pass it exactly as he's telling me. So as he came forward, he was singing, and I feel like he was like, I feel like nearly I'm dragging my feet a little bit and shuffling, but I'm like singing at the same time. Like under my breath, I feel like I'm shuffling and singing. And he shows me his trousers was too long. They were a bit too long from what they used to be, he's showing me. And everybody used to be worried he was going to trip on them. So I feel he did shrink a bit. But also he talks about his hip, okay? He also talks about hip. So he shows me he liked the porridge, water and salt. It wasn't nice when he showed me it, and it sounds not nice, but he liked it. So he liked the porridge done in water and salt. And he's telling me that there's a child, and he's going like one banana, two banana, three banana, four. And I feel like there's somebody watched that as a child, okay? Because I've written child beside it. He's just said memories. Are you still here, Janet? You can keep the validations. So he has an amazing sense of humor, because he's also just went to me, rock on, Tommy. And it's like, I see the man with black curly hair. His name taught me something. He always had black curly hair, and he had a partner. But he showed me like he's gone, Tommy, and he's laughing as he's doing this. So I feel he would have impersonated him in a way, or he liked him anyway, because he's impersonating him to me, and he has an amazing sense of humor. And then he started singing "Sisters." Sisters are doing it for themselves, okay? So I feel like that's a bigger picture. I want to talk about sisters, but I feel it being very independent and individual in what he's meaning and what he's bringing forward. So he's acknowledging the sisters are doing it for themselves, okay? But he's singing the song. So there's a message in that song. Please listen to that song. Also, he likes to sing. He sings Friday night at the movies, only it's instead of Saturday night, it's Friday night. So he's singing the song Saturday night at the movies, but he's changed it to Friday night. So it's, I have to sing, like he's talking about, that's my brother, okay? He's talking about the cinema and the Friday night at the movies. Okay, I have to also say, he's saying others, sorry, my fur baby's under the table, you have to excuse him. Others around mean well, but can be controlling in the ways. So I feel that he's, what he's trying to say, yes, he's saying yes. So he's explaining that there's people around give advice, and it's not that they're wrong. It's just you feel, you don't feel you have that control, is what I want to say. You feel you have to people please, and instead of following what exactly you want to do. Excuse my fur, baby. 2 seconds.
Oh, they're welcome. All the doggies are welcome. They're welcome in our show. Yeah, they are.
And then he's the Rottweiler again when he's wearing cockapoo.
Same here. I've got one as well.
So he's wanting you to stand strong. Okay, he's saying stand strong. Sorry, guys. Trust in what you get, because you will find your own way through things. It's nice to have opinions, but not that you think you have to abide by them. Excuse my dog, I'm so sorry. And he's also
saying it. He's just having a say in this conversation.
He's talking about bunk beds, okay? He's saying bunk beds. I'm going to tell you, as he's saying it to me, bloody things were the worst thing we ever got. Worst thing we ever did, he says, worst thing. And then as he was saying that to me, he was smoking and he was blowing smoke. He's so funny. And he was blowing smoke rings up, blowing them up. As he's just like chilling back, telling me about the bunk beds, and he's blowing smoke rings. And he also makes me bring it in as a dog in spirit. And I've written it down. Brown, bits and pieces. Treats, different treats, and I've linked it all because it's all relevant, so it is to do with the dog and spirit. And he talks about the fishmongers and fresh, always fresh, champ. Okay, he liked this fish fresh, not frozen, and a champ. And he talks about Halloween birthday, double party. So there's a birthday around Halloween, but somebody would have always had like a Halloween party as well as a birthday party, but we made like a 2-in-1, if I want to say that. I am so sorry for my dog. Always, cousins always there, okay? Cousins always there, and I want to say at the party, but now very different. There's such a family's very scattered, and the connection and the communication also is very scattered. And he's acknowledging that there's a lot of distance between the family, and it's like they're all, you know, there's no communication. It's not the same anymore. I don't know where you, oh, that's your brother, Paul. Okay. So, okay. Jeanette, are you happy for me to help with physical, please? If that's okay. I want to say two children. There's two children on earth. He's talking about two children on the earthly plane. And little ones. So he's making me aware of two little ones on the earthly plane. I want to say brother and sister. Brother and sister. He's just said brother and sister. I am sorry, guys, about my dog. Sorry. He's going mad. Okay. He thinks he's a Rottweiler. He really does, like, honestly. I'm going to take us back side for doing this, aren't I? Okay, so while yes, that's true. Okay. So you decide, can I have your permission, please?
Do you want to go and sort the yes. dog, and I'll carry on?
Yes, please. Sorry.
That's a shame. Oh, So keep with us, because Judith will be back. She will be back, you know. Before we finish anyway, there'll be a few things I want to say at the end. So if you can just stay on it at the very end for us, that would be great. Okay, you're back. Oh,
yeah. Sorry, I'm going to have words with my cocktail after this. Okay, Jeanette, so can I have your permission, please? It's very important that I always seek your permission. Yes, okay. So please, can you just keep the validations coming, Jeanette, okay, as I help, okay? Okay, so he's talking about your arm, okay? So he's going to work with me. I feel he's going to lift your arm. What you will feel is your arm getting lighter and lighter, but please don't panic, because that's okay. Okay, that's just him. And your arm will start to lift, but it'll be him. Okay, so okay. God, I'm out of breath. Get in there, buddy. Okay, Jeanette, let's go. Yeah, he's talking arm, okay? He's going to move your arm. He's saying he's going to lift it up, okay? Fags. Somebody's to give the fags up. It's not helping their chest, okay? There's a lot of healing around someone, and I want to say it's connected with chest also. Show me a lot of green. Okay, Jeanette, can you feel him holding your wrist? Okay, is your arm getting lighter? Are you feeling your arm getting lighter? He's answering me as I'm asking this. I'm asking Jeanette. I have to find out from Jeanette. 2 seconds. Jeanette, can you let me know if you feel something at me now, because I'm answering him back. Okay. You let me know if your arm's feeling lighter. And I want to talk about your wrist, okay? Like a pressure around your wrist. Yes, okay. Can you feel like your wrist is being held, Jeanette, please? He's talking about fluffy, like in the clouds, like your arm feels like it's in the clouds. If you just relax it and let him lift it, okay? Your arm feels very floaty. He's telling me floaty, he's showing me floaty. See somebody giving up. Did they miss a hair appointment, or they have a hair appointment to make, but somebody was, and it always lasts. So I want to say, somebody was saying, you know, I'll see to everybody first and then I'll get myself sorted. So a bit of a pumper day coming up, okay? And I want to say nails, hair, and a bit of good feel good day, okay? Okay. Yeah, so they're singing hands up, baby, hands up, give me your love, give me. So when they sing that to me, it's like self-care. Like, that song is self-care. It does, okay. It's going to rise, Jeanette, okay? So your arm's going to rise and he's going to lift it. So don't worry about it being really light, because he's going to lift your arm, okay? I'm seeing like licorice, like curly wheels or something of licorice. And it's all like wrapped around. It's like a wheel of licorice. I don't know if you can get such a thing, but I want to say licorice. It's like a wheel. And I feel like I just want to like chew it. I'm just chewing it bits off at the end and unwinding it as it goes, as I'm eating it. Okay. Yes, please. Jeanette, is your arm trying to lift, please? He's answering me every time I ask you a message. He's giving me, he's answering me as I'm asking you. So if you can let me know if your arm rising, he's telling me rising. Okay, rising.
But yes.
Do you understand you've problems with that shoulder? He's talking about the shoulder, so you're going to feel a bit of warmth and healing in that shoulder at the same time, okay? This little piggy went to market, it is Judith, okay? And he's singing that rhyme, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy went to stay at home. This little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none. he's going to make me do it. And this little piggy went, wee, 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 all the way home. I think that's exactly as he's doing it. He's laughing because sorry. But he's laughing as if he's telling me that's insane. Like, I have to do it in that way. Okay, it's going to go higher, okay? It's going to go higher. I wasn't. Oh, he has a sense of humor. I meant to go like that. Lisa said, don't pick your nose. And I wasn't going to pick my nose. I was like that. Okay. Oh, you're showing me up, guys. Come on. Okay. Arm, yes, arms. Arms up, okay.
I wonder if you can understand us in the podcast.
Really weird. She's in the wrong programmer.
You know, Jeanette has just said my dad sang that song to me that you've just said. So okay. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Because he was adamant I had to do it in that way. She's laughing at me. Once I get the giggles, I'm away. Okay. We can finish off with you on your doing that. Okay, he's talking about your shoulder. He's talking about your shoulder, okay? Oh, okay. Oh. So, Alice, one of my surgical guys has stepped forward. Is that okay?
No, but we're getting short in time now. Okay. It's 9:05.
Janine? One of my surgical guys has come forward, but I'm going to ask him to wait. But if you contact me privately, I will help with the healing. I will do the healing because he's come forward. He obviously
believes. It's better doing that in private. I don't really want that going on in the podcast as well. So
that's okay. Yeah. Please contact me privately, and I'll help with the healing. Okay. Okay. Can we bring it on down now? Yes, on down. I have to talk about chocolate brownies and cream, okay? Very much a sweet kid. So he's saying lowering is coming down now, okay? Okay, so I am going to leave it there with you because I know that there's healing to be done in your shoulder and...
Yeah. That's time-consuming, so it's something you can do personal one-to-one.
Yeah, that's if you contact me privately, I will. But please know that he is very much around, giving lots of love, and his sense of humor has not dulled in any way. He would have me in full giggles if he was to keep going, because he is so funny and such a witty man. But please know that he sends his love, and he is very much around you all, okay? Try and heal the distance, he said. Try and heal the distance. Please, and then contact me privately, and I will help you with the healing. If you're happy for the healing, Jeanette, okay? Love, love, love. I'm going to leave you with the love, okay?
Thanks, Judith. Thank you so much. So we're coming to the end now. And we've kind of went over time tonight, Judith. No. But you know, that's just the way it is. You know,
we always do, really, when we're in spirit sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. So I would like to just put a few announcements before we leave you guys. And I would like to first say thank you so much, everybody who's joined us tonight. Could you please give a like and subscribe? And it's on to our YouTube. Wait till I get it again. I put it up earlier on, but it is on. Okay, it's the YouTube on Sparkle of Light videos, which helps a lot in the YouTube channel. That's website. That's Judith's website, and also Spotify as well. Okay, so we're on Spotify, so if you could maybe subscribe to that and the YouTube channel, it would be appreciated very much. It's free, so it's not going to cost you anything, but it will get us up the ranks a little bit more, and every subscription helps, and it would be so appreciated. It does, and this will all be getting distributed to all the relevant channels below as well. But this Thursday, it will be on Spotify at 8 o'clock, audio only. Okay. So I would also like to just say next week we do have we have got a lovely medium, David Schizer, I think that's how you pronounce it. He is originally from Switzerland, but he lives in England now. He's a spiritual medium, he's a tutor, he's a speaker, he's a healer. He has got quite a good story to tell us that I think you will be all very interested in. So I think it would be nice if we could get him on and we can get a little chat and see, you know, about his journey. It's going to be in two parts with David. I'll let you know about that next week. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. Can I also just put a little call out as well? From my friend Linda McDonald, who has got her own wool shop and craft shop as well, and it is called Threads Wool Shop, and it's in Glasgow Road in Dumbarton. It is very much open, so please go along to Linda's shop if you're wanting to just have a wee browse around it. All the lovely wool she's got and the crafts that she's got there as well, and lots of new things that's coming in too. You'll be very welcome, you know. So Linda McDonald, Threads Wool Shop, Glasgow Road, Dumbarton. Okay, so I wanted to put that shout out there as well. And yep. Judith has got something to tell us about Saturday night.
On Saturday night, guys, I would be so, so, so grateful for your support. We're holding a charity night, a charity event, and it's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. UK time. And our lovely Alice is going to be there. Myself is going to be there. Debbie Charlton from over here on Northern Ireland also. She's a trans healing medium. She's going to be there. And Jennifer Rose from all the way from California is going to be there, another spiritual medium. And it's £10 donation, and the donation is paid directly into the Just Giving charity for Children's Cancer Charity. It's a very hard name to say. It's very, very rapid cancer, and it's in memory of Isabella Holstein, who sadly lost her with the cancer, but her mum is campaigning to help all the other children and parents who are going through the same journey, as it does take travel for proton therapy, chemotherapy, and as you can imagine, it's a very hard journey to be on, and we would love your support. So four mediums on Saturday night. If you message me, the Just Giving links is on my Facebook page, on my group. And if you message me, I can give you the link. Send me your donation of £10 and I will send you the Zoom link for entry. There's a list of entries so that we know who all's coming, and it's for donations only. So please, I would be grateful for your support. And as I say, lovely Alice is going to be there, and two other mediums. So there's four of us on the night. So yeah, please join us this Saturday, the 20th.
Yeah. What a great cause, you know, it really is. I'm looking forward to being part of this, and I hope we do our proud. I hope we all do our proud. So that'll be Saturday evening, and you've been organising all, Judith. So well done.
It's quite hard, actually.
It is. Yeah, I know. Organised quite a few, and it is hard. But do you know, at the end of it, it's also rewarding as well, because afterwards you just feel I've really did my best there. You know, behalf of the family and also for Spirit World as well, to get that help and donation out there. So we're really looking in the kindness of people's hearts.
We are. Really, we're asking, and we're truly, truly grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So and I can still hear that lovely dog. I can still, it's still on the top. Yeah, it's still having a blether there. It's saying, off. I've had enough of this, Mum. Get off that show and give me a hug.
No, he's really playing up tonight, so he is. So sorry. Apologies.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've got one here, but mine's been very good tonight. Mine's been very good. She's just sitting there looking at me, but she can hear your dog, and she's looking at me, and she's been making all noises. Do you know?
he would be at what you would think the teenage rebellious stage. Yeah, he's full of mischief. Very demanding.
Well, do you know, all dogs, all animals, everybody's welcome. Everyone's welcome, especially in Spirit's eyes. Very welcome. Yeah. So thank you so much, everyone, for coming and joining us tonight. Next week, remember, we will be on Tuesday. I think we're on at 7 next week, but I will advertise it like I normally do. And we have our lovely medium, David Scheiser. Looking forward to meeting next week. Okay, so until then, I would just like to say, please look after yourself and each other, and lots of hugs, and bye.
Bye.